Hello and welcome to another episode of Book Echoes, the podcast about making great books and making creative lives that work. I'm author Connie B. Dowell, and I'm coming to you today in a flurry of exciting author events. So I am putting the finishing, absolutely vinyl finishing touches on my promised book, Writing Without Childcare. It is coming out next week. So next time you hear my voice, it will be actually out into the world. And I know I've been saying final touches forever, but the manuscript is due on Saturday afternoon. So I really do have to stop polishing at that point and make sure it's done. So that's coming soon. Also, next time you hear from me, the Writing Schedule Revamp Challenge will be well underway. That is starting on October 21st. And the concept is this. We're going to have 5 video lessons about going through your schedule, your daily schedule, and finding your time to write so that you can go into the upcoming National Novel Writing Month with a plan to hit your goal, be it 5,000 or be it 50,000 words rather, or even 5,000 words. Or, you know, you can just get ready for whatever writing goals November has in store for you. So that's the idea behind the challenge, and you can find the details on how to sign up and get those 5 free video lessons delivered to your email. You can see how to join us on Facebook, and it's going to be actually a whole lot of fun. If you are the person who, you hear my daughter back here giggling away, podcasting without childcare, there you go. So it's going to be a lot of fun. If you're the kind of person who struggles to get your work done, struggles to make a plan that really fits your life, and thinks that, scheduling, what a drag. Well, this really is the challenge for you, because we're going to work together to find a way to make writing fit into your life sustainably, which is the important part, something that you can go for you can work with, you can alter, you can make yourself happy with in the long term, even if it's not the output. You know, we all wish we could write 50,000 words in 1 minute, but to find something realistic and satisfying and sustainable. And I'm going to be hanging out in that Facebook group a lot, answering questions, because I am the kind of person who really geeks out on schedules. And you can ask me whatever you've got questions about with organizing your own writing schedule. And all of that's coming up on the 21st, so watch out for it. Check the show notes at bookechoes.com to see how to join in. Now, what I've got here for you today is not an interview. Instead, it is my promised solo episode about my experience producing my first audiobook on Audible/Amazon's Audiobook Creation Exchange Program, also known as ACX. So I'm going to use that acronym ACX a lot in the recording. And it's just kind of an overview of the process, some of the pros and cons of using ACX, and some things to kind of watch out for if you are considering producing an audiobook of your book this way. So we'll move right on. Oh, and one warning, my daughter was present for that recording as well, so you probably will hear some Legos dumped in the background, but I think it's not too terribly distracting. Oh, she's upset about something. I don't know what. But we're done recording now, so on to the pre-recorded content. So first, your options for creating this audiobook. Well, if you go through ACX, you can get matched with a audiobook narrator. And there's two ways to do that. One is to pay in full for someone's time and expertise in recording your audiobook. And if you do that, you have you don't have the same restrictions as you do if you have a royalty share deal, as far as like moving it out of being exclusive to Amazon. I don't think you need to be exclusive if you have paid in full. Even if you've paid in full and you found this person through ACX's system, though I could be wrong about that, so do double check. You can always contract with someone outside of ACX and pay them in full, and then you have the rights, you have full control over whether your book is exclusive to Audible or if it's available on other platforms. Now, there's also a royalty share option if you find your narrator through ACX. And that's what I did. There's two different ways to do that. One is royalty share, and the other is what they call royalty share plus. In royalty share plus, you do put forward a certain amount of money, though not the full cost of production. And then you and the narrator split royalty after that. And you get a slightly better deal than a pure royalty share option. But I didn't have enough cash to put toward this venture. So what I did was the regular royalty share option. And the royalty share option does come with some big drawbacks. For one, the book is the book is exclusive to Audible. I can't change the price. And it has to remain exclusive. I'm locked in that contract for 7 years. So this was kind of, it can be a little bit of a big gamble. It's a big commitment, 7 years. But I wanted to dip my toe into audiobooks. This was a way that made it feasible at this time. To do that, to get some extra revenue, to increase the accessibility of the book, because the book I chose was my first book, You Can Love Writing, A Guide to Get Through Your College Papers and Like It. And basically since this book came out, I'd been intending for an audiobook version. So that's like 5 years now I've been intending there to be an audiobook version. And for accessibility reasons, because there are students with visual impairments, with learning disabilities, who could benefit from listening and reading at the same time. And after 5 years, I finally thought, okay, I'm gonna sign the 7-year contract, because it's a whole lot better than like waiting even longer and not getting this done. So that's what I did. But I am locked in. I can't distribute through Findaway Voices, which can get you in Apple and other markets. And Findaway Voices also has an option to audition and connect with narrators. And they do have some amount of partial royalty share. But again, that wasn't really on the table for me at this time. The final option that I could have done, but it would have been great probably before I had kids, but is really hard to do now, is to DIY this, to train myself to record the audiobook myself, to book some studio space or make a little studio in my closet and get it all done. But quite aside from the expense of renting a studio space, which is probably what I would have done to get a really good quality audio, there's just the time away from the kids, the time arranging the childcare. Oh my goodness. It would have, and I could try to squeeze it in those 3 hours of overlap between the kids' two preschool programs, but it just would have taken forever. It would have been super hard. So royalty share, ACX.
went with that. So here is the process. What you do when you start with ACX is you upload a small sample of your writing. It doesn't have to be the first chapter. In fact, I would recommend not picking the first chapter. You want to pick an example or even a couple of tiny samples if it fits into a small space and to their word count requirements, then that you can show, that the narrator can show their range, that they, if you have two different characters speaking, you probably want to have those two alternate points of view in your example so that you can hear the narrator do each one. In my case, I looked for how they handled, I have a lot of humor in this book, even though it's a book about academic writing, and I wanted to find a section that showcased a bit of the humor, that showcased some of the kind of technical stuff I was talking about, and that's what I uploaded. Now, the next step is once you've uploaded your stuff and you've put it out for auditions is to listen to the auditions that come in, which can be really exciting. And some of them were really quite good. And some of them, it was clear this was the first time this person had ever auditioned for an audiobook, maybe ever auditioned for anything. But I did get a lot of actually pretty, better quality than I was expecting. For Royalty Share, it's kind of a myth that you can't get a decent narrator on Royalty Share, because you totally can. And my narrator was awesome. But I listened to about 10 different people before I settled on my narrator, Douglas Burke. I will have a link to his website in the show notes if you would like to look him up. And I found from some of my initial responses that I needed to refine the way I set up my audition request. If you've got any humor in your book at all, you want to click humorous as something that is important to you in the voice. There's a number of different options you can set. Like if you only wanted to hear from narrators of a certain gender, you could set that up. If you want a voice that has certain qualities, there's like humorous, playful, serious, a lot of different qualities that you can check. But you really want to make sure that there's comedic or humorous or something in there, because I thought light was maybe more my tone, since this wasn't technically a humor book. But I got that sample back. I listened to that sample of a couple of narrators where, I opened with a really humorous kind of, I opened with a joke, and the joke, they just delivered it totally flat, like they were reading the phone book, if phone books still existed, but like they were reading the back of packaging on, applesauce. It made me sound really bizarre, because if you deliver a joke and you don't accent it correctly, then you just sound like, where is this coming from? So that was really important. But fortunately, I got a few narrators who did get the joke and who did deliver the joke. And I finally selected Douglas. And the next step, once you found your narrator, you make them an offer. And you can communicate with them beforehand too. This was my first time doing this. And when you make an offer, there's some deadlines that you want to set, like when the offer needs to be returned by, when you're looking for the first portion of work to be turned in by. I wasn't in a big hurry, so I just asked him, I said, I'm going to make you an offer. I want to be flexible to your time, what works best for you time-wise, because I'm actually pretty flexible. And so, you know, we got back to me and I did make that offer, and you know, we signed it really fast. Everything was really fast and professional, and it worked really well. So the next thing you do is you upload your complete manuscript so that your narrator can start recording. Well, you might actually have to do a little bit more, and my narrator was great at guiding me on this because I had a lot of charts, a lot of outlines and visual material in my book. And if you do that, then you might need to adapt a little bit, or as my narrator instructed me to do, to make a companion PDF for your audiobook. That way, a narrator comes to something like that and they just say, see your companion PDF. And the reader can just download that and look it up and see the charts being referred to later. It's also where you would typically put your references, if you have any references or bibliography at the end of your work, which I did. So that was pretty important. And now the next step, you wait. You wait for them to record and and approve at various points in the process. And my narrator, Douglas, was really, really organized about this. He had set up a Trello board, so I could actually listen to and approve smaller sections before we got to the big checkpoints, before we got to all the way to the end of the book. So once the book was done, I was just listening to that last chapter and approving it, and it made it really speedy. So what's next once the audiobook is done, you've listened to it, and it's great? Well, you need to send it for approval to Amazon. But first, you've got to upload your audiobook cover. And that cannot be the same cover that you've got used on your ebook or your paperback. Nope, audiobook covers, they have to be square, and they have to be a certain size, and you know, so double check with ACX for, you know, constantly upgrading requirements. But as I recorded it, there's a few warnings that you want to know about. Make sure that you can't just like add bars to the top or bottom of your ebook or print cover to make it into a square. It needs to look seamless. That was pretty important. So I'm going to add that. The link to those guidelines in the show notes, in case you are doing this right now and looking for this information, it's because you want to get those right, or as my narrator warned me, you could be facing a 3-week delay in publication just because of the cover, because Amazon is not speedy about that step. So that's the next step. You submit it to Amazon for approval. And you wait, and you wait, and you wait some more. And it might take 3 weeks for them to get around to listening to it and deciding it's okay. But if you've got that cover wrong, and you've waited and waited and waited, and they start to listen and they see the cover is wrong, they're gonna kick it back. And you are back at the end of that line. So you want to make sure that the cover looks good the first time. So what happens once they reviewed it? Hooray, it's published. It might not be the time you want it published, so don't, like, as I warned you have not a whole lot of control over when this gets put out, so don't count on it for a book launch. You know, it would be really lovely to launch your ebook, paperback, and audiobook all in one go, but it's probably not going to happen. However, anyway, you've gotten to the end of the process. It's approved. What's next? Well, Amazon gives you a number of freebie review codes that you can send to people so they can download your audiobook for free and review it on Audible, which is great. And that's when you start this whole promotion of the audiobook process, which is something I'm currently figuring out. I've still got some of my freebie codes, so if you want one, please send me an email at connie@bookechoes.com and I will hook you up with a freebie code for You Can Love Writing, a guide to get through your college papers and like it. And I hope that you will enjoy it and leave a review. But I'm also, you know, I'm looking to promote in other ways to promote on podcasts, especially a podcast about education or parenting. And, you know, I just promote the book in general because promoting one format of your book sells the other formats. And that's really it. That's the process. Then you've got to get out there and make some sales. So I hope this has been helpful and not too noisy. I think my daughter dumped out like every Lego that she owns all over the vinyl floor. So it meant like crash here in the background a couple of times. Oh, there she goes again, stepping on Lego. But anyway, I hope this has been helpful for those who are interested in the audiobook creation process, especially the process through ACX, as I can only speak to that. It's the only one I've done so far. But I'm looking forward to creating more audiobooks in the future. And that's it for this week. I really hope that you will join me. Again, link in the show notes to sign up for the 5-day writing schedule revamp on October 21st. And get us all ready for November. All right, that's it. Have a good one. Till next time.
Okay.
Thanks so much for listening to the Book Echoes podcast. You can find the podcast at bookechoes.com, on Apple Podcasts, or on Stitcher. And I would really appreciate it if you enjoyed the podcast to leave a review at one of those places or leave a comment on the show notes at bookechoes.com. Thank you.